Argentina is a remarkable figure, a remarkable teacher, a remarkable culture leader. And at first we thought the fact that she happens to be Maku or transgender was just a part of her life. But as we saw the way that Hawaiian culture empowered her and the way that she was able to use that culture to empower her students and to be everything that they could be, regardless of whether they were male or female or in the middle and a mixture of both, especially with all the interest in transgender matters that's come up in the last couple of years in our country.
Exactly. I mean, it's always fascinating how gender fluidity has been understood as just a fact for thousands of years in Polynesian culture, but it's something that's really just starting to break through now in Western countries. How does Hina navigate that sort of gap between what, you know, the traditional culture says about her identity and also what the modern world says?
Well, Hina, you know, she grew up in Hawaii, as many of your listeners know, is primarily a U.S. or Western-dominated culture. So being Native Hawaiian and actually of Chinese heritage, she grew up in a Westernized Hawaii. And she often talks about the fact that it was in her high school and early college years when she really began to understand that it was her culture that she needed to connect to. She studied the language, and through the language, she really developed a deeper understanding of who she is and how her culture embraced her, not despite, but because of who she is. And through that kind of approach to life, she became quite a significant leader. And now, you know, she often talks in the film about helping her kids to find what she calls a place in the middle. Sometimes it means a place in the middle between male and female. But like many people in the world, we're always negotiating and navigating between culture, gender binaries, many different things. So she helps her kids understand that you have to sometimes find a place where you're comfortable in the middle of all these different forces that are trying to tell you who you need to be and how you need to act.
And the focus of this documentary is this sense of positivity. And it also goes into detail about one of her students, Ho'onani, who is also gender nonconforming, and she's joining an all-male hula troupe. Was this a point you thought was important to get across when you were making the film, that you can act as a key figure in your own community and help younger people as well?
Yes, I think the idea of mentorship is very important. We never meant to film that story. This little girl just showed up in the hula class one day and said, "Hey, I think I can do what all the boys are doing." And even though everyone said, no, that's not what you're supposed to do as a girl, Hina, based on Hawaiian culture, said, "Yeah, give it a try." And I think that what's interesting is that just as Hina leads this girl and empowers her, eventually it's the young girl who really empowers all her classmates.
Aside from the idea of empowerment, the film also has a romantic storyline to it, and it follows Hina's relationship with her Tongan husband. It's not all easy all the way through, though. What sorts of issues do they face?
Well, they face the same issues that any couple where a 40-year-old woman marries a young 25-year-old man straight out of the army face. There's lots of ups and downs. Some of those are about the fact that Hema, her husband, comes from Tonga, which can be a very conservative Christian nation, as well as a Polynesian nation, and where people might look down at somebody who marries a mahu, somebody who marries a transgender person.
I think also it's really an important story because it helps to address one of the major concerns that affects people in many countries around the world now, which is, you know, the violence and the lack of empowerment that women face in many situations. And often it is, far too often, is actually in the home where that is the most serious situation. And in this story, Hina often talks about how she, being fortunate enough to be born in the middle, when she has to negotiate these different challenges in the world, she can sometimes draw on her female side. She can also draw on her male side. And therefore, that spirit, you know, understanding both of these aspects gives her a more insightful way of approaching these difficult relationships. And I think it helps Hema, in this case, start to understand things a little better himself, too, as a Pacific Islander man.